Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Overseas Connection podcast, the official podcast of the G4TE.com community. This is episode number 360 for March the 5th, 2016. I am your temporary host. I am your temporary horse, Fraser Moores. I am joined by two lovely chaps today. We have right above me, looking straight above, Mr. Robin Tate.
Evening. You're our temporary horse.
Mr. Ed.
Hi, good evening. Great to have you at the helm, Fraser. It's Robin Tate here in Ballymena, Northern Ireland, at Bongo the Sane. And I'm looking forward to tonight's show. Fraser Moores, hosting the Overseas Connection.
I'm very excited. I do like hosting, actually. It's pretty, it's fun. It's fun to host.
Canuck,
yeah. So it's the Canadians are in charge today. So looking above me, this is just the way my Skype is formatted. I've got Robin right above me, and then above him, bringing in the youth and the good looks. Not seen him for a while. It's Mr. Richard Webster.
Yeah, good evening, all. Good evening, hosts. And I'm back. This is my first podcast, I think, since just after the new year.
We haven't seen you for a while, Richard. That is for sure.
Yeah, so I'm Richard Webster, Big Bad Daddy on Twitter and anywhere else that's not real life. And I'm here tonight to do the old streamy stuff.
Yep, you got your hands on the helm with the Twitch. We're live on Twitch, and that's the way it is every week for this podcast, usually around 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Anybody else wants to do any conversions there? That's what, 11 p.m. UK time? Mm-hmm. And then anybody wants to, God, this is such a large, unwieldy continent over here. What have we got? Mountain time and central time and west time and whatever. I don't know what those times are. But, you can usually find us here, twitch.tv/G4TE, something like that.
Live.g4te.com.
Good. I'm glad you're here, Rich.
Yeah.
There's going to be Trump time soon, I'm quite sure, over there.
Is that like hammer time?
Trump time? Yeah. You know, everybody will be, it'll be, I decree everyone will wear a blonde wig with an overcomb.
I can't wait for Trump time. I'm just watching up here now, waiting to see what happens. It's going to be great. Good old America. But yes, we're not blessed with any Americans. Nick is not here. We don't have our super host, Greg DeLacy, is away today. No Mark Hanix, no Kim Woods. So, just the three of us, but I'm sure we're going to do fine.
Probably. I mean, I've got my tea.
Tea. I'm just watching Robin just throw down the back of his neck a glass of wine.
Yeah, I've just drank my wine. I've got no smoky thing because I've broke it. I've ate all the M&Ms. By the end of this, I'm going to be a... I'm going to be wound up because I'm in need of nicotine or more alcohol or...
That's all right. We'll try and pull you down off the seat.
There we go.
So we have on our list, and I have my cheat sheet here, intros. What would we say are intros? You know what? Look, so let's start with Mr. Webster. We haven't seen you for a while, Rich. Let's talk about what you've been building. I think that's gaming related, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it is definitely gaming related. I upgraded my graphics card unit on my PC, and I upgraded my hard drive as well. I put an SSD in there, reinstalled Windows. I went with the GTX 970. GTX 970 DirectCU2 Asus Strix card. I've got the box here for the webcam.
I saw a picture you posted. I think it was on Twitter. It looked very impressive. A couple of twin fans there. It looked like something sit in front of a car. I'm not really too up on my graphics card types and abilities and things like that, but it looked the business.
Yeah, the Strix is it's a factory overclocked version of the GTX 970 from NVIDIA, which is coming up on, I think it's a couple of years old now. It's not new, but it's still one of the best gaming cards you can buy today for sort of, they call it pound to performance ratio. So you get a lot for your money, like
a bang for the buck.
So for what you get, the next one up would be a GTX 980. You spend like a couple of hundred pound more and you don't get that much of a performance boost. You know, in general. But one of the cool things about it, it has those dual fans. They only come on when they're needed, and that's usually only during like heavy gaming.
Okay.
So the card's silent just now. I like this will be silent now. So it's silent gaming, 30% cooler, good cooling unit. It's just a very, very cool card, very nice. And I recommend it to anybody who's looking to upgrade to a 970. Have a look at the Asus Strix, or as the Americans call it, Asus.
Asus 970, eh?
Yeah, and it's almost like a Spanish name, that, isn't it? Like Asus.
Now, I thought you were getting a new processor. Did I make a mistake there? Am I getting confused with someone else?
Yeah, probably someone else. I am going to be upgrading to a new processor, I think. But that will be next year, whatever the new Intel processor that comes out this year. But I don't know, to be honest, too much, because it will mean having to reinstall Windows again.
Yeah. Okay. So let me ask you. So what size SSD did you get?
It's a 240.
Yeah, that's a fair enough size. But
it came free with the card.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the card that's came good. With the card itself came with the 240 SSD, a copy of Far Cry Primal, and a copy of The Division as well.
Yeah, see, now I put an SSD in my computer that I'm using here, and it's just amazing. That boot up speed is just phenomenal. You know, for an $80 or $90 piece of whatever it was.
It was great.
Installing Windows is a ball ache, and transferring it over was a ball ache. But once it was on there, I mean, the thing boots up so quick. It's great.
Yeah, I do my little pin on Windows 10, and within seconds, I'm on. It's like night and day going from a mechanical, and my mechanical was quite fast. What I was worried about, though, was the whole like switching license to Windows 10, because I did the upgrade from 7 on my last hard drive, and I thought, it's going to be a nightmare. You know, I've got no product key. Am I going to have to phone Microsoft? Well, I installed Windows 10. I skipped the product key thing. I didn't register. As soon as I logged in and, you know, logged in with my Microsoft account, Windows was activated. Didn't have to do anything. It was just done. Mm-hmm. So that's it. For anyone who's worried about that, because there's a few things like people saying, I changed my hard drive. Now I've got to do new Windows. I've got no product key. It's asking for a product key. Once you log in with your Microsoft account, it should link up fine. So, yeah, I've been doing that. I've been testing out a few games. I tried Fallout 4, GTA 5, Battlefield 4, Assassin's Creed 3 as well, because it's an unoptimized piece of shit. So I tried that as well. But Battlefield 4, mate, everything ultra, smooth as fuck. Looks amazing. What else did it? Yeah, Fallout 4. I put everything on max apart from God Rays and some shadows, because that's like ridiculous like performance hit. It's like 30 frames. That was like smooth 60. It's just really, really nice, like for the money. Like it was like £290, which it is a lot of money, you know, depending on your budget. But you're getting those two games plus the SSD and plus the card that is recommended by PC Gamer as the best card you can buy for games.
Well, if you're pleased with it, that's what counts.
Oh, yeah. I've been, you know, kissing me missus all night just because I'm so grateful. Kissing me missus, snuggling the cat, watching House of Cards is fantastic. Anyone watching House of Cards, I'm up to like episode 8 of the new season. It's very good.
Yeah. I watched the first, Rich. And it was a bit slow, and actually it was last night. I actually fell in the middle of the second one. Does it pick up as it goes along? Does it?
Oh, massively! It's about the it's like the intrigue. Do you watch it, Frasier?
I do. I'm on a ban right now because my wife's not here, so she was away last night. So I texted her and teasing her that House of Cards was on Netflix. But I definitely know if I want to keep my genitals, I am not allowed to watch that without her. So,
you're up to watching the new season.
I am ready to go. So she's back tonight. So maybe we'll get the first episode done tonight.
It's basically. But
just going to say, but Robin talking about it being slow. I think I remember the second and third series were both like that. Certainly the third was, where it was just took maybe one or two episodes just to really start to get up to a boil.
Yeah, They could have just nipped it in the bud, you know, at the end of the second series or the second season, or Because when he got into being the prime minister, we all get there again yet. When he president, it was all about wanting, and always wanting is always better than having. So it had lost its fizz a little bit, and I think they could have ended it at the end of season two. Because I mean, season two, the stuff they did with that reporter in the subway, I mean, that blew everybody's mind.
Amazing. Yeah, but they just can't, can they? I mean, that's the problem. And I don't think they ever expected it to be as wildly popular as it is. I mean, it's... Mm-mm. Yeah, they could definitely have finished it a season or two ago. So,
yeah, I can't remember. Sorry, why did the reporter end up in prison? That's not really a spoiler because it happened.
It's because he was uncovering the story of Frank getting with the reporter, getting in deep with, like, doing back alley things, killing the reporter, and basically all being all nasty man. He was getting, like, close to finding, like, evidence for all this stuff. So they set him up to get involved with that hacker, and then he got caught doing the hack thing. So, yeah, I mean, not a spoiler, but that whole storyline doesn't appear in season three at all. You know, when he's actually president, that's, like, not there. If I remember, am I remembering right? Yeah, it's not there. It's about other things, but it comes back in the new season. So it's sort of, it's like as if it's going back to sort of its roots in the storylines. It's bringing up old things. Because as we know, like, it never goes easy for Frank and Claire. It's always like two steps forward, so like five steps back.
Has he nodded? Has he broke the fourth wall yet? Because I haven't seen it.
Oh, Robin, you're going to watch the whole thing. Come on, man.
Does he?
But you know what? That's part of it. I mean, that was, if you go back to House of Cards, the original series that was made by the English, he was breaking the fourth wall in that, wasn't he? So
that's what makes it so good, I think. One of the things.
That's what it, Yeah, so so we have a lot of people in the chat there. We've got 10 viewers according to this. I mean, I'm sure that you and me guys were probably three of them, but Murphy's Law's in there. Strlecky has joined us. Teflon. Anybody asking? Yes, I am wearing a football top. It's a Chelsea top, and it's also
Chelsea!
My name on the back. I thought it was Chelsea.
Yeah, for my sins. There you go. Good. Thank you, everybody, for joining us in the Twitch chat. I would say that's intros. Do we have any recent followers on Twitch, Robin? I'm passing that ball to you.
Yeah. BlueBalls53 joined us. Thank you very much, BlueBalls53, for joining. And Big Bosom 44 also joined us. So thank you very much. I'm sure those are real, real Twitch followers. So thank you very much. It's much appreciated following G4T and Overseas Connection.
Yes.
Wonderful. Do we have any emails?
Do you want me to make one of those up as well?
Yeah, sure. Just make it up.
I will come back to stuff like that a wee bit later on, because there's been some good interaction on the old Facebooks and Twitter this week, so we'll come back to that a bit later.
Good stuff. Okay, well, let's get on to what we've been playing. Who would like to start? Let's start with Robin.
Busy few weeks work-wise, so I haven't had fed a lot in, but I did tackle the new Walking Dead, Michonne.
I'm just sorry, Robin, I'm going to jump and interrupt you straight away. This seemed to come out of nowhere. I don't remember them announcing this, or I didn't hear about them announcing it. So how does this fit in with...
It was quietly done. So Michonne is the dark girl that has the big sword, right? And she does sword things, and she's kind of cool, and she's a main character in the Walking Dead series. Now, I am not up to speed with all of the Walking Dead episodes in our series, so I'm two or three or four episodes behind, and I know a lot of the guys that listen here are right on point with the Walking Dead. Well, I'm not, but I know who she was because she's came up before, and she's a pretty cool, badass female strong lead. So what is Michonne? It's like a spin-off, like a separate story. It's her. She's a mother. There's a bit of stuff about her kids that she's had to leave behind, and she's feeling guilty about it. And it's, again, The Walking Dead at this stage is just about the story, because if you're expecting something new in this, as far as the graphics or the look or the engine or anything else, nah, it is The Walking Dead over again, but it's just a story. And the story is pretty all right.
Right.
And the graphics are all right.
Right.
Her character and the voice acting is all right.
Right. It's a big bag of all right.
Yeah. So I'm not saying that it's fabulous. I think there's only three episodes. It's not a usual five episodes, quite short. An hour and a half, 2 hours was that first episode. As she has a big sword, you would expect there to be lots of slicing and dicing, and there was, and it was all right. I'll play the next two, but it's...
It's episodic, is it?
Yeah, yeah, but it's... Yeah, more Walking Dead. Yeah, and
I have to say, Michonne is probably in the show. No spoilers. In the show, she's cool as fuck. Kind of. She was cool at the start, you know, with the dead bodies like on the chains and all that. She's not the most interesting character though. Like she had like
no,
one,
she was
one backstory
she was quiet
episode.
And moody. Quiet yeah. and moody. I've been some. Bastard in the frigging chat.
I would have Teflon, much preferred
said that I have Captain Kirk hair at the moment, so I don't quite know what that means. It doesn't move.
No, it means you're awesome.
Yeah, maybe. You know what? I mean, looking at it, Robin, I'll give you fair dues. You've got a good head of hair on you, you know.
47-year-old, no color added. It's all there, no bald spots. I'm the man.
Yeah, the color's nice. Not the issue. It's the keeping it. That's the issue.
Yeah, that's it. Lucky. Sorry. Yeah, so she was that moody thing, Richard. You're absolutely right. She was sort of that one that was, she was the badass that sort of grunted and went out and did the thing that people, you know, wanted her to do, but she never talked much about it.
Do you know what would have been a better game, I think, would a Daryl. Daryl. A Daryl spin-off game. You know, the cool biker doesn't say much.
Desert.
Oh, aye. Yeah. Yeah, she is the yin to his yang. Not that I want to see his yang, but it's look. You know what? It's good. It's more Walking Dead. If you like The Walking Dead, you like this. End of.
Yeah.
Right.
That's enough of that.
Yeah, it's enough of that. Enough of that. Tomb Raider. I've been slowly chipping my way through it, and do you know what, Fraser? You bloody well spoiled this for me.
No way.
No, you have because you haven't. Do you know what? It isn't really. I'm gonna get shot.
No, don't worry. No, see, now this is where you're wrong. Don't worry about it, man. Say what you feel. Yeah, there are loads of people going, oh, you can't say that about the sacred game. Shut up.
It's really not that good.
Ooh, that's
really,
really wow.
It's opposite to everything.
Really, okay. Bear with me. It looks really good, and it plays really good, and when I play it I'm enjoying it, but it's so boring.
It's pretty forgettable.
It's bland. It looks good, it's enjoyable to play, but the story is non-existent, and there's this bunch of American hippies in the mountains in the middle of nowhere. Why do they have American accents in the middle of Nepal? What? Are they some sort of commune? What is going on there? I do not understand why those people are in those mountains in World War II heavy jackets that looks a bit like the guy that we're talking about from The Walking Dead a few seconds ago.
We are talking about Rise of the Tomb Raider, right?
Yes, Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Yeah, okay. See, that's how forgettable it is. I'm like, does he mean that one that I've just finished? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Because it's so forgettable. It's like, it's so great, and I enjoyed it.
It is good. It's great, but... And when it's one of those things where there's some games that you just can't wait to get back to playing, and I there's some games, a bit like Shadow of Mordor, it was when you sat and actually started to play it, it was good, but it was hard to... get yourself loading it up. But yes. Once it was loaded up, it was gone. And Tomb Raider is one of those. And I'm sorry, but I just think it's a bit thin on the skin as far as depth is concerned. With such a strong property, they could do so much more with it, but it is just light fluff. Light it's a diehard movie. It's Armageddon. It's all of that, and it could and should be more.
Yeah.
It should have a bit of Walking Dead, and it should have a bit of some more seriousness, a bit more gravitas to it.
So let me just ask you this, Robin.
To the story, yeah.
Let me just ask you this. Tomb Raider, I played all the originals on the original PlayStation. I have to say, I was only kind of youngish, and they used to scare me. When those polygonal men used to come out with baseball bats and stuff, it used to kind of freak me out. But I don't ever remember the stories being, oh my days, this is the best thing I've ever played since Final Fantasy VII. It was all about the tombs. So
yeah, it was a challenge, though. It was hard. I mean, if you remember, you'd enter an area, and it would be like, you know, it's very rare that we get these days. And when it happens, I'm astounded, but it happens so rarely these days. But those old days when you would play something like Tomb Raider, and you would go into that tomb, and you would be confronted with this open area, and you would feel like you were in there, no matter how shitty it looks now.
Yeah.
When we played it back then, and you were like, how on earth am I supposed to be getting over there?
Yeah, they had wheels the size of, like, the Empire State Building and, like, cranks, ledges that you couldn't see because it was, like, shitty textures, but you had to climb on it and then, like, do a back flip and then, like, do a back forward flip so you land and grab onto the thing. The tombs in Rise of the Tomb Raider, from what I've been... like, I've not got the game, but from what I've been told, it's great. Are you saying, Robin, that, like, today's standards... We expect more?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it is. It looks good. It plays good. You know, it's beautiful. The gameplay is right. It all works. It's fun to do. But I think I just want more. I want more bite. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah,
maybe.
There's two sides. What Robin's talking about is what I think you're right. And I'm not sure what that is. You know, maybe it's something that Uncharted 2 did very well or something, or there's something else, or I don't know. But the old Tomb Raider, that's gone, and this game is not about that at all. This game is all about pacing. It's all about making sure you get through the story and the cinematic experiences. And the old Tomb Raiders just weren't like that. They were about presenting you with something that was damn difficult.
They were 3D puzzle games, is what they essentially were. You know, 3D puzzle games with a little bit of combat every now and then. Like in that Venice level, you go in that little house and there was no one in there, and then when you go under the little under the thing, the dry dock, and then you pull the water and you go in, and then there's three guys in there. And then you've got to get in the boat and go up the fucking ramp through the glass down onto the other side. Amazing. But we need more than that, I think.
The tombs just aren't like anything. But the tombs, you know, people were saying that there's a lot more tombs and stuff like that. Yeah, I guess there were, but I mean, they still weren't that impressive. I mean...
Yeah, and that was because, but it was so good because it was new. And that first Terminator that came out 2013... was really refreshing and good because it was revisiting that IP, and it was new and cool again, you know. But this just seems like it's churned out, formulaic. It's, you know, more of the same.
It is, and what it does, it does extremely well.
And I'd say for 70-80% of the gaming population, they'll love it. They'll have a great time with it, and so am I, and I'll have a great time with it. But I think it could have been better.
Yeah.
Okay, the last thing that I've managed to sink some time into, and it's one of those games where I pick up and play a couple of levels or a level or two, is Velocity 2X, available on Xbox and PS4, and I'm sure other flavors are available. And I was loving Velocity 2X, just loving it, just being able to do one or two levels. It was getting really hard. It's a sort of a vertical scrolling shooter with Metroid sort of levels in it every now and again as well. And there were 50 levels in the main game. I'm at level 34, and there's an XP system, which I hadn't even noticed until I got and finished level 34, until the bastard game said I had to go back and play other levels to get more XP to unlock level 35.
Oh, you can't even lock... Oh, you can't.
So,
it's not like an upgrading your ship or something like that, or whatever.
No. You have to have certain XP level to unlock the next level. So you either get sort of 2 stars and 3 stars in every level. So your stars are the rating is the speed that you do the level, the amount of collectibles and something else. Speed, collectibles, and how nice your hair is, and you get XP for those three things. And I was mostly getting 2, the odd 3 star. So I need to go back, and it was time. The time is the thing that I'm a bit slower wild man, taking me instead of taking 1:30, it was taking me 5 minutes to do level finished. And that's so annoying to me because I was enjoying that game so much and I don't want to go back and have to grind and learn to speed up that time thing to get a bit more XP to get it done. I thought it was hard enough. Why couldn't they let me keep on going?
Right.
I don't want to have to go back and replay stuff again. But so I was loving it, but I think that was a bad, cheap move, Velocity 2X.
Yeah. It looks like a bit of a... Is it like a Metroidvania type game? Back and
it's,
forth.
It's a two... Yeah, I mean, there is bits where you are... You get out of your ship and you're running through corridors like Metroidvania. But then you get back into your ship and it's like a bullet hell shooter sort of thing, corridor shooter, where you're going up the screen and down the corridors and shooting things back and forward and you upgrade your ship. So really interesting, the two mechanics put together. And I'm sure some of the people out there are going, yeah, you're just a newbie numbnuts.
Oh, don't worry about that.
You know, you're not good enough to do that. But yeah, so I've sort of went, nah.
Yeah.
I'll maybe look at it again, but nah, that annoyed me.
Well, you won't exactly struggle for something else to play. That's the beauty of gaming these days is, you know, if you do dump a game, like just, you know, flat out say, I'm not playing you anymore, there's always something else to play.
Yeah. That's about me. I have lots to play. I've just downloaded some stuff that you're going to be talking about on the PS4 as well. So I'm looking forward to getting my Brawl Force on very shortly.
Oh, yes.
But we'll talk about that more in a wee minute or two.
Well, we can talk about Bro Force now.
It was free, wasn't it,
okay,
this month?
Yeah, free on PS Plus this month, so I downloaded that yesterday.
Yeah, I watched my girlfriend play it for a bit, but I've not tried it myself yet.
It has taken me by surprise, I have to admit. I think I downloaded a demo a few months ago, and I played it, and it was shooty-shooty, and I was like, it's all right, whatever. I just walked away. And then I started. My son was playing it this morning, and I was watching it. Like he kept trying to tell me to go pick up the controller, but I was so lazy. I was like, I'm not going to go get it, so I'll just watch you instead. And it was like literally 6 foot away, but I was not moving. And he just kept playing it, and I suddenly realized that it looks as though there might be a bit of depth to this game, more than I thought there was. And so I played it. Picked it up this afternoon and decided that I would give it a go, and I couldn't put it down. I've been playing it, you know, I must have played it for like a good hour to 2 hours straight. It's a very, very well constructed game.
Sorry, I have to stop talking. I have just been fired by Murphy's Law for my attitudes on Tomb Raider.
Oh, don't worry. Yeah, right. No, we got the free reign. Don't worry. The lunatics are running the asylum now, Greg.
Anyway, look, that's right. I played Brawl Force 2 years ago at EGX. I think it was with Stu and Chinny and maybe John Mouse, and it was so much fun. Just the four of us together going John Rambo or whatever his name is in this, and all of Rambo and all the play on words. I don't know how they got away with it ever. Really didn't. But Brawl Force, absolutely brilliant fun, and as a party game. I think there is online multiplayer, or is it? Is there just co-op?
No, I think there's both.
Couch? Good.
Yeah, I think
good. Can we go?
Yeah, so that will be interesting to see how that plays out, because I just took me by surprise. So you have these sort of short levels, and you know the goal is to get to the end. I think you have to defeat the bat. You know, there's some guy who's all dressed in red at the end. You beat him, and then you get helicoptered out, and you have what do they call it? Area liberated, I think. You know. But it's just very, very clever the way they have all these different bros. So first of all, you're sort of overwhelmed by the fact how over-the-top America it is. And you're going to have all these heroes, you know, like Rambo and, I just named Blade, RoboCop. Whoever they all are. And the more you play, the more you unlock. But they all have their nuances. You know, they all have different weapons. And all those different weapons provide you a different style of gameplay. Like if you have a flamethrower, the range of it isn't very good, so you have to be very careful about jumping in straight into guys. You have other, like RoboCop's weapon, he has his gun, but it takes just a split second to charge up and fire his bullets, so you have to take that into account. The beauty of it is that every time you die, you have no idea who you're coming back as. So you're a game. So it's automatically making you play in a different style, whether you like it or not. So you can't just choose the person who suits your style. You could be given anyone at any time. So it's really clever.
I'm just looking at some of these names here, and they're absolutely brilliant. From the Matrix, Mr. Anderbro.
Yes.
From Aliens, Ellen Ripbro. It's actually nice. Super brilliant. Was it the Brode? The Brode, which is from Kill Bill.
Not sure who that is.
Bruniversal Soldier.
Right. It's the bride from Kill Bill. She's the bride.
Bro Dread, Bro Hard, Bro in Black. Bro, yeah. Max.
Yep. So there's loads, and it still keeps telling me, you know, I've unlocked loads, and I'm still telling me I've got loads more to come. So,
double Bro 7.
Nice.
Oh, brilliant. Anyway, sorry. Okay. Cool.
So Broforce, great freebie, perfect. Go pick it up. Give it a go. That's great. I'll carry on, Richard. Then this will spill over to probably a chat with Richard, because I've fired up my 2DS. Well, not my 2DS. I fired up my son's 2DS this week with some Animal Crossing New Leaf, which I'm we've lost Robin now, but I'm a couple of years probably late to the party, but I've always had my eye on it. And waiting hasn't been the worst thing in this, because I played Animal Crossing on the DS and loved it. If you've played Animal Crossing before, this is just more of the same. Cutesy, you're the villager, or you're the mayor of the village, you're welcomed by all these cute people, and it's go collect apples to get some bells and to buy things and to furnish your house and whatever. And I have no idea why on earth I am playing this game. You know, in fact, if I was to be caught, there's certain, like, you know, as an adult gamer, you know, I got no problems. People go, oh, you play, you know, what are you playing at the moment? Well, I've been playing some World of Tanks or whatever like that. Yeah, it's a bit nerdy or whatever. It doesn't really matter. But Animal Crossing, I do have to take a step back and wonder, like, I don't think I should really be telling everyone that I play Animal Crossing. But it's great. It just puts a smile on my face. My son is the mayor of the town. I live in the same town as him. And you can go drop presents off or send things to each other in the mail or whatever. So we're having a hoot playing that. Robin, come back. Come back, Robin. It's not that bad.
I'm here. I'm melting.
And it's nice to fire up the 2DS, and that gives me a segue to Mr. Richard Webster to talk about his 2DS. I think.
I got my 2DS for Christmas, and I love me some Nintendo. Pokemon's my little cheeky game that I don't tell anybody that I play, apart from my girlfriend and the entire internet. But. But yeah, Pokemon Sun and Moon was announced at a Nintendo Direct. It's exciting. It's the next official new world in the Pokemon series. I think it's Gen 7, I think we're on to Gen 7 now.
Could be. I'm not 100% sure there, Richard.
Yeah. And
Pokemon is not my thing, unfortunately.
It's going to be in a new world, new region. There's a new Pokemon shown. Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow came out on the 3DS store as well, so you can buy them. I think they're $8.99 in UK dollars. And what's good about those is they're not like a remake. They're just like a faithful, this is the game on an emulator. But any Pokemon that you catch, you can trade up to Pokemon Bank and then include in your new Pokemon Sun and Moon game. So
Pokemon, is that Pokemon Bank? Is that something that runs, like, is now going to be tied into everything that they release, so that, you know,
it's like
sort of like a Call of Duty hub, right, or a Halo waypoint or something like that.
No, it's a bank that where you deposit Pokemon. It's an app on the Nintendo DS, 3DS, and you basically like upload your Pokemon to it. It's so that basically you can upload your Pokemon to it and then download them onto another Pokemon game.
Yeah. Okay. But, so they're going to tie it in with other games, and it's a way for them to link different titles.
Yeah, I don't think they've said if you can do it from the old Pokemon games, or like even the recent one like X and Y or Ruby or whatever, up to the Sun and Moon. I don't know if they've said that, but they've said that you can't upload your Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow Pokemon to any other Pokemon game except from the new ones. So they're making you obviously incentivized to buy the new games. I think they're just fantastic games. Simple formula, JRPG, team-based, you know, combat. Elemental damage to look out for, fire and water and all that stuff. And they're just really fun. And do you know, I can sit here and play Battlefield 4 all the time, headshotting people, making people pick their teeth up off the floor all night long. But just something about Nintendo, a bit of Zelda, a bit of Mario.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Do you know what I mean? And the new 3DS, the new 3DS, they're bringing out a new 3DS XL that looks like a SNES or SNES, as we say.
Yeah, I saw that this week. That looks pretty smart.
The buttons, like yellow, blue, red, and is it green? I'm colorblind. Yeah. I think it's green.
It does. It does look like an object of desire.
Yeah. Sun and Moon as well, and a few other things from Nintendo Direct. They're coming to the 3DS. Nothing's been announced for the NX. People have asked why haven't they released, or why aren't they going to release Sun and Moon on the NX? Because that's coming out, we assume, this year. The reason for that is, well, two things. One, they're not going to say if it's coming out for NX if they've not announced the NX yet. And two, install base. No one's going to have an NX come Christmas, and if Pokemon's coming out, who's going to buy it? 3DS owners. But they did that with Pokemon Black on the DS. Right at the end of the life cycle, they released Pokemon Black. They do that every generation, don't they? GTA 5 came out right at the end of the last gen. Luckily, they remade it for the new consoles.
Not a problem for them releasing at the end of the last gen, though, when the install base is so high.
That's it. You know, you've got like, I don't know how many million, but, you know, 20 million, 30 million 3DSs out there in the market. It's not 100 million like the DS, but it's still a big install base. So
it's still massive, yeah. It's still big. So
it's a lot of people. So, yeah, I mean, we don't really want to talk too much about... Should we discuss Direct now, just give some big highlights?
I'm sure we can, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I sat down and watched... All right, here's the truth. I sat down and I tried to watch Nintendo Direct this morning.
Hmm.
I got a little bit of the way.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I'm not going to lie. I don't like their cheesy stuff, really. Like, you know, I can play the game, but I can't watch people doing it because it's just, don't be a dick. So I usually watch, like, the IGN Roundup or listen to it on Nintendo Voice Chat podcast. But basically, there's a new Kirby game coming for 3DS. Monster Hunter X has been confirmed. Hyrule Warriors 3DS release date confirmed. There's a new Paper Mario game coming out on the Wii U. That's big. You know, that's a big deal. Paper Mario's good. Star Fox on Wii U comes with second game, Project Guard. Super Mario Maker getting more items.
Well, that was the big one, I think, was they started off with Star Fox Zero, and then Star Fox Guards is the sort of bonus game that you get with it.
Mm.
And that looked good. You know, that looked like something proper. But then it sort of just seemed to go a little bit downhill from there. I was like,
There's a lot of Japanese stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just, I didn't think there was, you know, when they have to fill up their Nintendo Direct with Splatoon updates and...
Splatoon!
Yeah, I don't know. And
I used two amiibos today.
Well, there you go.
To wipe your ass.
There you go.
Or in a game.
Which amiibos fit in your ass? That's a good list. I wonder if anybody has that list. No, for the first time, I have two amiibos that I bought a while ago, and I put them on the little thing to see if they actually worked in Mario Kart. But God, do you know what? It's just, you're just talking about Pokemon there and red, yellow, and blue, and Christ almighty. I missed all of that growing up. There must have been a cutoff point where old shites like me missed Pokemon completely, because I have no idea anything about Pokemon. I have no interest in it whatsoever. And just enjoy your Nintendo. It's not for me.
I'll tell you what, really briefly, before we finish the Direct stuff, what makes Pokemon great is the depth. It's so deep. Like, on the surface, it's a kid's game. It is. But there's, you know, there's battling, there's catching. So all those people that go out and get the Assassin's Creed flags, it's a game for them because it's just collecting stuff. Breeding, trading, exploring, and it's just all those things like in one little package, you know, 40 hour experience, and it's just fun. It sort of scratches a lot of itches for a lot of stuff.
Well, there must be something to it, because a lot of people play it and they sold a bucket load of them, so there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, there's a reason they keep making new ones and remaking the old ones. I mean, the best one ever made was the Gold, Silver, Crystal games for me. They were my favorite. They're the ones Satoru Iwata helped on.
Right.
He helped code. Basically, the entire first island was encoded in the game. He helped. Yeah.
Iwata.
So yeah, the other big news is they're bringing out SNES games on the 3DS again. Well, not again, but they're re-releasing those on the virtual console.
Very, very large news that Nintendo is re-releasing some of their old titles.
Yeah, but you have to remember they are only available for the new 3DS. Not for the 2DS, like I thought, or the other 3DS. Something to do with the hardware or whatever. So yeah, the games are pretty good, though. It's the usual ones you can think of. Mario World's on there. Link to the Past is coming. Earthbound's on there. There's a few more coming, like, each week and stuff. So pretty good, you know, if you've got a new 3DS. You spent £300, you need a game to play.
Yeah, or you could just download a free emulator in 5 seconds off the internet and go get the ROMs and just to play it on your PC.
Or your tablet, or your phone, or your Raspberry Pi, or anywhere, really.
I have some notes here from Nintendo, from what I watched of the Nintendo Direct. Star Fox looked good. I'll give you that.
Yeah, it does.
Star Fox looked really good. So that's the AAA, and it's, you know, that the title that they had to start with. If you have
Did you see stuff from last year for Star Fox? I mean, does it look like it's much improved from that?
They didn't show as much of the.
It looked like Shite Dog.
Off your dogs, Robin. Haven't you spent your anger on Tomb Raider?
No, I don't mean that. I mean, it just played and looked really, really bad.
No, it didn't look bad at all. I remember what we saw at E3, they had more of that, or that they didn't do E3, did they? They did whatever it was before. There was a lot more running around in corridors and stuff like that. But this, they focused a little bit more on the aerial combat, which looked pretty cool. It didn't look shite.
Okay.
Didn't look shite. And then they also said if you have one of the Star Fox amiibos, that will enable you to have the old R-Wing from the SNES, and then they fired up some of the old music. And I got to admit, that stirred a little bit of nostalgia and sounded pretty cool.
I think what it is with Nintendo, just to chime in there, what it touches you is because those Nintendo games are timeless. It's not like you go, I've got to play the old Ghostbusters game on the 360 again, dying to play that. These games are timeless, so they know how to make fucking games. Do you know what I mean? They know. They know.
Yeah, they do.
I like Bethesda.
They absolutely. Well, Shigeru's doing Star Fox, right? So it's got the man behind it, right? Very honorable. So it's going to be good. You get Star Fox Guard, which looked like some sort of tower defense game, and then there's level editors, and you can share levels and things. That looked pretty neat, I guess, as a bonus game if you buy it on disc. These are some of the other notes I have from there. Splatoon update. I was like, you're making a presentation and you have to put a Splatoon update in there. That's called scraping the barrel.
Wow.
That's really poor.
Yeah, you need to teach them a lesson for me. That's obvious. Yeah.
Mario and Sonic at the 2016 games.
What?
Who cares? Like, it's just such a nothing title. although what was interesting is they have got Rugby Sevens in there, so Mario will be playing rugby for the first time. And again, they had a Super Mario Maker update. So what?
Adds new stuff.
And then
sold that today. I was selling stuff on eBay today, and Mario Maker almost made the leap to sale.
I'll swap your Wii U for it. Give me your Wii U, Robin, and I will trade you this Breaking Bad bobblehead.
That sounds like a really good deal.
Removable glasses.
I sold a Donkey Kong, Tropical Freeze, and Lego GTA. What was that one? City Undercover?
Yeah.
Since the kids aren't playing it, so I might as well turn it into a bob or two.
Yeah, why not? That's a good idea. So they showcased a lot of other stuff, which looked, you know, there was some interesting stuff that looked on there. There was this Tokyo Mirage Sessions, which looked like some sort of Japanese RPG with concert and singing, totally lifted from the Japanese market. But there was tons of stuff in there. The one thing that I just am going to finish on with that is just this Metroid game that's coming, which is Metroid Prime Federation Force.
Yes.
Oh.
It's the Metroid Prime game none of us want. I mean, where is Metroid?
Exactly.
It's down the road. It's just outside Belfast. It's about 4 miles.
It's got to be somewhere.
That's right.
Like, they must... Rich, when was the last time we had a good Metroid game? What was it, on the Wii? Must be the Wii, right? Metroid Prime 3.
It was all right, Wii. Yeah. I mean, I preferred the GameCube. Metroid Prime 2, I think, was probably the last one I really liked.
But nothing since then.
No.
And now we're getting this sort of four player. I mean, no matter how much they tried to tell us how great it was, I was just looking at it going, that's not what I want.
No, but they're not giving us like another Super Metroid type game, but they are giving us Super Metroid on the SNES Virtual Console.
Great.
Yeah. And they're giving us a new Fire Emblem thing.
Great. Oh, well, okay, Nintendo, no, you're missing the mark. I'll support you where I can, but...
You wait till NX, mate. I've got some interesting... I previewed my my predictions, like, last year, and I hold to them, and analysts in the industry the world over must be listening to this show because they're repeating what I've been saying. NX, right? I tell you now, NX will be like a Wii U. The gamepad will be a handheld that you can take out with you and play games on, like a 3DS. Right.
Yeah,
but it won't be as big as a Wii U pad, and you'll be able to play your basic like 3DS versions of games on your TV, and then play them out on the bus.
Bus?
Well, you know, however you commute, the Americans get the enter the bus to work. Xbox. So that's what I think, anyway.
Robin, you're going to be playing on the bus.
Yeah, I got on the bus all the time. Hey,
on your bicycle.
Yeah. Dwayne Dwibbly here.
So yeah, that's what it'll be. And it's coming out this year. It's coming out this year as well. So hold your wallets, guys. New Nintendo console. Maybe
it'll be interesting to see what they do.
Maybe they're bringing a proper Metroid on the NX.
Maybe. Yeah, well, I've seen some nice artwork of Metroid, and I just put some of it in the Skype chat there. And I'm hoping that's going to be what the Metroid's going to be like. Sorry, viewers, you can't see that.
Killer app for the NX there, Rich. What do you think?
I think they're going to launch day and day with a new Mario Galaxy sequel type Mario game. I think. We've not had one of them for a while. Like a proper one. I think the Mario Galaxy guys did Super Mario 3D Land on the 3DS, didn't they?
Super Mario 3D Land is on the 3DS.
I think that was the Mario Galaxy guys. They went on to do that. So I think...
The best thing I read today, this did make me chuckle. Somebody was talking about Super Mario 3D Land on the 3DS. They said it's the best game they've ever had. He said collecting the coins helps him shit on the toilet. So he just knocks a level out every so often. It just made me laugh. He put it in different words than that, but it did make me laugh. Anyway, okay, Rich, anything else?
From Nintendo Direct?
What's your favorite game to play on the toilet?
Favorite game to play on the toilet?
Anyone?
Pornhub.com. I don't know. What kind of question is that?
Searching for the video that does it on Pornhub.
No, I listen to it. Yeah, basically. I watch people doing it while I... No, that's sick. YouTube, really. I don't really game on the toilet. I think it's dirty, but I watch YouTube. It's fine.
It's sad, but my playing habits on the toilet, and I'm really trying to wean myself off this. But when I sit down, I do that.
Clash of Clans.
Clash of Clans.
Oh, man.
And I am honestly trying to separate myself from Clash of Clans because...
You've been at it way longer than I ever got at it.
Yeah, and they're still at it, but I'm no longer partaking in the battles. But yeah, that would be the toilet game of choice.
That's interesting.
I'm doing a bit of Lifeline at the moment as well with and some prune. I try some prune on the toilet. Not prunes. But prune.
I'd like to try that.
But yeah, anything quick can. Yeah, because if you sit there too long, you get pins and needles in your legs. And then when you stand up, you can hardly walk.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not really a gamer on the toilet, I have to admit. My go-to is usually that's when I catch up on Twitter. So,
Twitter. Yeah.
Anyway, Rich, any more what you've been playing?
Yeah, I wanted to just mention that while being a massive PC game in Bellend, I do also have a PS4 with me and my missus. We have a PlayStation 4. And I completed The Last of Us last week. Played and completed in like 3 days.
Nice. Very good.
It wasn't as good as I was thought it was going to be.
Don't believe the hype.
There was
200
Game of the Year awards, it says on the cover.
It's good. There's no doubt about that.
It's very good.
It's an extremely good, but the problem is pretty much the whole of the gaming community just jizzed over it constantly for 6 months.
I think that's it. And I had this idea. In the
That's a lot of jizz.
I had it in my head that it was going to be a certain type of game, and it wasn't. So that's not the game's fault. For example, I'm not going to spoil it, even though we should spoil the fuck out of stuff on this show more. I've said this before. But there's not a lot of choice in the game, and especially the end. There's not a lot of, like, do you want to do this or this? And that's what I thought it was going to be, because I thought it was like, oh, it's people are going to die. You know, it's hard life. You know, me and this girl, we've got to struggle through trying to survive. And I thought there was going to be hard choices. There was no choices. It was, they had a story to tell, fair enough. But I think it would have been better if I could decide what happened, especially at the end. Because I would not have done what the end did. I would have done the opposite.
I never expected them to get married. I really didn't.
And get the bus home. I was not expecting.
Who gets a bus?
Just the bus wankers. I also finished Journey as well.
Ignore these two old wankers. Richard.
Oh, right. Journey's very good. Here's Journey.
Okay, say something happy about Journey, Fraser, now. Go on. Say something nice about it.
Journey. I thought Journey was Journey was good. Okay, here's I thought Journey was very good. I thought it was amazing when I played it with other people and was able to have this sort of connection. This game with people where there is no interaction, no speaking. I don't generally don't like people. So, you know, playing Journey and not having to speak to people actually works out pretty well. And then you just, some of the best multiplayer gaming moments I've had, Journey is one. Another one was Lara Croft, Guardian of, now what was the first? Guardians of Light, right? On the PlayStation. Oh, and that's on the Xbox as well. Mm-hmm. But figuring out puzzles and talking to each other just by pointing with the guns and whatever. No talking. Just figuring it out and working with, you know. It's great. That's a really good experience, yeah.
That's awesome.
I ended up getting really pissed off with the people gushing over it again. It's, you know.
Yeah, I think, again, I listened to too much hype. So I played it and played it and played it. And I remember it was Sunday afternoon and Judith was sitting there, and I think Joshua, in the front room where the PS3 was. And they said, oh, Stu Fowler, he cried at the end of this. Yeah. And you know, and I'm so looking forward. Let's get to the end of this because it's supposed to be so emotional. And I'm climbing up that hill, climbing up the hill, climbing up the hill. Oh, it's over. And Judith... And Joshua burst out laughing. What the hell? But yeah, look, it was good, and I get it. And it was a nice journey. It was exactly what it was.
Yeah.
What did you think of it, Richard? What did you think?
It was good, and I also liked the people dipping in and out. You know, it was like, oh, there's a guy, I'll follow him. Or like, this guy was having like, yeah, like really long tail, and he was like helping me. And it was like really weird because like, that was my first multiplayer experience on the PlayStation 4.
Cool.
Worlds different from my first multiplayer experience on the Xbox 360 when I got that, because that was Lost Planet, and I was getting told that Americans helped me win the war.
Yeah.
A lot, like every day. And your mum is stuff about me mum. So to go from that, to silent, almost like Guardian on my side, helping me finish this game. I'll tell you what was good in Journey, was that like the environment was barren but felt alive. It felt lived in but also barren at the same time. And it was a lot of mystery. It was like, what happened here? This is like Aladdin but not Aladdin. And like the end, the hill thing, that was like, yeah, it was like one of them struggles, and it was like, what happened at the
end? Give me Scarfin. Scarf envy. I felt it adequate because the guy I was playing with had a really big scarf and I only had a medium scarf.
I think that's blokes. We just like that.
I envied his long scarf because I could see it from miles away.
You had scarf envy.
Yep.
It's like being in the box and having a quick look at someone. I know the feeling. So yeah, The Journey, Last of Us. Also played Galaxy, which was free on PSN.
I hear good things about it. I haven't got it downloaded yet.
It was good. It was like Asteroids. I said to my girlfriend, babe, this is like Asteroids. She was like, what's Asteroids?
Oh, is that like, free on PlayStation Plus as well, right?
Yeah.
But she didn't know what Asteroids was, and I felt really old because I had that on my Windows 3.1 computer.
You can get cream for that.
Yeah. So I said, this is like Asteroids. So we played a bit of Galaxy. She played Broforce. What was the other game that was free this week? It wasn't very good. Fire Engine.
Flame On.
That was shocking. That was fucking shite. Bad.
Yeah. There's the there. Rich I was waiting for.
Good lad.
My girlfriend liked it because she found it addictive, but I didn't play it long enough to get. I was like, what's this shit? I'm turning it off. Shit. You couldn't get close to the fire without getting burned, and it was just ridiculous. And every time you put a fire out, it came back on, and I was like, I ain't got time for this shit. I got better things to play.
What is it called again?
Flamethrower, Fireman Sam thing.
Flame. Yeah.
What was it called?
Maybe that's. Yeah, that might be UK. What I haven't seen that one.
Hold on, she's just going back to the home. What was it called? Flame Over. Yeah, it was.
Flame Over. Thanks for your help.
What's that game? Another game we play? That one?
It's good radio.
Nova 111. That was free.
Oh, that's supposed to be. Okay, that's supposed to be very good.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, you must have different stuff from us then. That's not on. Well, I'd like to get
No, that was a couple of months ago. Or last month. A
couple of months ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we didn't get that.
So speaking of fire... The biggest news story in Northern Ireland today was two gentlemen stole a fire engine last night from a nearby town's fire station and drove it round a local town, smashing against other cars, destroyed 30 or 40 cars around this town before crashing it into buildings. They arrested them both. God. The oddest thing to me is one was 19 and one was a pensioner.
All right.
So, that was really cool. So flame on. Yeah.
Do we blame GTA or Flame Over for that? Who made that happen? Because it was video games. Must have been.
Depends on your QC, I suppose.
Did they give a damage? How much damage did they do?
Oh, I don't know.
Wait, what was their score?
A lot.
What was their score?
Don't know.
Hey, okay, Rich.
That's
Soul
it.
Brothers.
PC stuff we talked about, Nintendo stuff, PlayStation stuff. Upgraded my PC. Great. And PS4 is pretty good. I have to say, I'm quite impressed with the PS4. It is for the players. For the players.
Oh, shut up.
I don't know what that means, but yeah, I like my PS4. My PS4 has a certain function, and it is the function that it's not in the main living room. It's not like this mass. The Xbox dominates where the Xbox is for me. Mm. PS4 is tucked away. It's in my bedroom. It's for me to pick up and play, watch some Netflix on, and just... you know, play the odd little titles here and there that I'm not going to be playing on the Xbox. But I mean,
my kids under duress play Minecraft on the PS4. They're both beside each other. They both have identical screens. You know, nice big room here, and they just don't want to switch the PS4 on. Just has to be Xbox. I'm actually coming to the point where I think I'm going to have to probably get another one and try to work out how to do all that.
I'm thinking of buying another Xbox, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to work that one out. Yeah, but you're going to touch on some of the Xboxy stuff as well, the thing that happened in San Francisco, or was that last week?
Of course. I think we should.
Okay, yeah. Well, we're sort of moving into the news. We pretty much just are naturally going into the news.
Have we played anything else of noteworthy before we move? Like anything? Like fix your keyboard because my keys come off? Anything like that?
No. I was going to mention one more, but I'll give it a miss this time. They were talking about some magical, mysterious Xbox news that was going to be announced this week, and I was getting very excited. And then apparently it was somebody said something about the Xbox news, and it was a bit of a damp squib. But I never really found out what that was. Anyone going to talk us through that?
Okay, well, from my perspective, yes, it was announced as this big Xbox event down in San Francisco, it was, like in a warehouse somewhere, but the things that they had on display were things like Ori and the Blind Forest, they had The Division, they had Forza, they had a lot of stuff that people had seen before, but the thing that made this unique was, this was nearly all PC slant. But it wasn't being sold as PC. It was being sold as under the Xbox brand, mm-hmm. which is the big news part of this, is that it was a PC event. They could have said this is a Windows 10 gaming event, but they used the Xbox brand. And there wasn't really any Xbox One stuff there. It was all PC stuff. Nearly 99% of it was all just pure PC stuff. So that was the news in it.
So yeah, what have we got? Xbox as a brand now, not just the console?
Yeah. So they're trying to get the PC master race people things. They're building another platform for PC, like your Steam or Origin or whatever it may be, that when they get Quantum Break, when we have it, we'll be able to play it on PC and Xbox. So Quantum Break was it, this thing as well. So that's the concept that they're trying to sell to people now, that every suitable game that is suitable for Xbox One and PC will come on both, and they will be cross-platform on saves and everything else. Now, there'll be some games that won't be suitable on PC in the Windows environment. They won't transfer that well to Xbox One, but the ones that do, they're saying that we're going to have them on both, just like Quantum Break. That's the idea.
Okay.
So they want to pull people in. Interesting stuff I've seen there. The Minecraft, funny enough, in Oak Rift, in VR, Minecraft actually looked quite good.
Did they show you how they're tackling the controls or using VR with that or anything? I mean, is it?
I think using a controller, an Xbox controller with the Oak Rift headset on.
Right.
So you know that looked all right. You know.
Okay.
The Forza is coming to PC, which is a really big thing, and it has a different name, Forza. Forza something? I don't know. Forget the accent name they're going to brand it. But if they open that up to all of the Forza and PC mods for Forza, that could be very interesting as well. But yeah, there wasn't a lot of Xbox stuff at it. It was PC.
Rich, did you have a take on it?
Yeah, the whole Xbox thing is the fact that Xbox is now transcending hardware.
Transcending hardware. So, it's like it for years and years. It went to the doctor every week and said, "No, I'm not this thing. I'm that thing, and I need the operation."
Trans hardware, LGBT hardware. LGBTH. Yeah. Basically, their software now is cross compatible with Windows 10. The Xbox One has Windows 10, has DirectX 12. So does the PC. It's not like Games Windows Live, where it was like an app that you download. Fucking some shit. It's built into the OS. So they're trying to make it so that Xbox and Xbox Live can be part of the PC gaming market. They're bringing more games to the Xbox Store. Tomb Raider, Rise of Legend is on there. All the Xbox One games that they bring out, first-party games, as far as we know, are only going to be available on the Xbox, on the Windows Store. So Quantum Break's going to be on there. There's some issues, though. Like, you can't disable VSync. You've got to play it in full screen, borderless windowed mode. You can't mod the games like you can, like Skyrim. If Skyrim came out on Windows Store, you couldn't install mods. So there's a few things that they're going to iron out, and they said that they are going to iron them out. But the most interesting thing for me was Forza, because there's two games on Xbox that I can't play on my PC and that I want to, and that's Forza and Halo. I've got one. I might get the other one.
Yeah.
Possibly. Like Robin said, because what Xbox don't want to do, because some gamers are selfish, right? I'm just going to put that out there. People are saying, I don't like you now, Microsoft, because you're putting my games that I like on someone else's platform, and that's not fair on me. Well, fuck you, knobhead. Who cares if it's fair on you? Right.
Yeah, don't get too worked up about those.
Yeah, it's like, basically, like, why the fuck, you entitled prick, are you having a go at someone because they're putting a game on someone else's platform? Like, it affects you in any single way. So who the fuck cares if a game is now...
Richard Webster, are you bringing reason into this?
I'm trying to bring intellectual understanding of some degree. Like, I don't know, bullshit, I'm tired, and I've had a lot of cups of tea today. But basically, like... John Smith, who plays his Xbox One, he gets Halo 5. If I get Halo 5, why the fuck does he care? Why is he bothered? Why does he go, oh, that's not fair on me, I'm never going to buy an Xbox again?
Because he's lost his exclusive edge.
Exactly, but it's not exclusive. It's not exclusive. Like, if Xbox becomes a brand that's cross-compatible, It's no longer about the hardware.
I think this is like Scotch mist. I actually haven't heard anybody really come up with that opinion to say it's really, really bad that they've done that with Quantum Break. I think we're talking about those Scotch mist things as if they're real. I don't. It's like the Loch Ness Monster.
I heard people saying that.
Yeah, Phil Spencer. Phil Spencer had to defend it. Phil Spencer actually said
Phil
about
Spencer
stuff.
Got on Twitter and was defending guys against. Crazy. But you know what? The thing is here. I mean, what you know, people don't like change, right? This is mine, and we don't like change. And you know, we've all been guilty of you know when Microsoft tried to change the way they were going to. Bring gaming in their console 2 years ago, or a load of us, and I'm just as guilty as the next person. Rose out, well, you can't do that. Always on and internet connected and blah, 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 birdie, birdie, blah. And we'll probably end up there. We're going to end up there anyway.
No,
so.
People shout there, at the internet all the time. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, like, if Halo 5 goes from console to PC as well, that makes no difference to the console gamer other than other people get to play the game that he likes. That's the only he's entitled prick, and that's what I don't like. However, what I will say is it will be nice to be able to be part of this Xbox family that I kind of left behind this generation. If I can come back to the whole Xbox Live, be friends with people, like these games like cross like play like Fable Legends, I'll be able to play with Murphy's Law. I'll be boss.
There you go. Well, somebody has to.
Yeah. Because he's got basically, like, it's going to be... We'll have to wait and see because they could be dicks about it. Microsoft could be dicks and fuck this up and it'll just be a shame. But we won't have lost out because we don't have it now anyway, so who cares? The interesting thing was, for Xbox gamers, was Phil Spencer basically hinted that hardware upgrades were coming to the Xbox One.
Yeah,
upgrades
right.
To the hardware. You will be able to buy upgrades.
Yeah, so like your iPhone, every couple of years, you might get Xbox One version A, B, C.
No, I don't think it'll be a new console. I think it'll be like a box you plug in the back, and it'll be like, upgrade your graphics. Because he said how he doesn't like how you have to buy a new console every generation. It'd be nice if you just had the same one, sort of, and could...
No, I don't think he said that, Rich. I think he said... I'm really pissed off that you buy an Xbox and then don't buy another one for 8 years. I think that's what he said. I think that what will happen is every 2 or 3 years, there'll be a model A and B, and it'll be a bit better, maybe a bit more RAM, a bit better graphics. But all the games will run on the old version as well, just like iPhone. They're looking at that model. How can they get people to spend $300 or $400 every 3 years instead of every 8 years? That's what they're looking to do. They're looking to get that iPhone model in there.
Console gamers won't pay that every 2 years, though, will they? They'll have to drop the price. They can't be launching it like $500.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe they can come up with a Kempston Pro thing they can stick in the back of it.
I think they've got the ability to be smart about this, and I think Robin's right. And they'll have seen... their success. I mean, they've had failures before, and every console has had failures with trying to bring out bits and pieces of hardware or whatever like that. But they've hit the mark recently with the Pro controller or the Elite controller or whatever it was.
They seem to be really, really active and really enthusiastic about all these different things and trying different new stuff. But I think, wouldn't it be so class? Wouldn't it be mic drop time, and it won't happen? But they would turn around at this stage and go, and you know the way you all said this Xbox One was so big? Well, there's a little button hidden just at the back. When you press it, it pops up, and that allows you to put in this expansion model.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah,
you know?
But I can't see that they haven't built these ones with any capability to upgrade anything.
No.
I mean, you'd have to crack it, right? But,
they're already supplying an SSD model. So, you know, that's an option now, so a faster hard drive in it. So I can see in a couple of years' time it'll be the Elite or the S or whatever, and it'll maybe have a bit more RAM. But, you know, it'll not that it'll have a new set of games, but it'll...
Well, he said to me about being, like, forwards and backwards compatible. So say they bring out, like, an Xbox One version 2. It's got, like, twice the graphics power. But the same game plays on the old and the new. It just looks better on the new. Because that's what forward compatible means. So like,
so we're having Call of Duty on the 360 and the Xbox One now. Yeah. And the 360 version is cut down piece of crap, and the Xbox One version is good. And I'm sure the same thing with the PS3 and PS4 versions as well. So they've also looked at that. So they, you know, I can see that that happening.
It'll be interesting to see where they go. We'll have to just be careful though, like to just be wary, especially as a console gamer. Just kind of make sure that Microsoft don't fuck you over, because they could. I'm saying,
oh,
like,
I don't know. I think they're on the right track. I'm, you know, it's better. I prefer that they're doing things than not doing things. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, what are Nintendo doing other than bringing out another Fire Emblem DLC?
You know, Nintendo do innovate and whatever. I'd be more concerned about, you know, what's Sony doing? Sony don't ever really stray too far from, here's your console and that's it.
Sony are making really good adverts on YouTube. That's what Sony are doing.
Oh.
They're too big.
We're 2 odd years into the console of the Xbox One now. We're into the third year now. So in 2 years' time, I'd be ready to, if there was something new and shinier out there and a bit more powerful, you know, that I wasn't killing my library and it made it look a bit better.
Yep.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Well, look, let's move on. I think we flogged that horse pretty much to death.
It's we flogged it so much it's alive again.
We've beaten it back into life.
It's not even dead anymore.
Horse.
We have new releases. Rich, how would you like to do the new releases?
Yeah, can do, mate. Let's fucking smash it. Alpha Beats on PC. Yep.
Don't know.
Action Henk on PS4 March 8th. We've got Blast'em. Blast'em Bunnies on every old console, including the new ones, March 8th. The Division, that's the big one. From Ubisoft,
that is the big one.
From Ubisoft. Ubisoft / Vivendi are bringing that to us. I'm only messing. It's not fair. Jump Tanks coming out on PC on March 8th. Anyone got any interest in Division? I don't hear people talking about it that much.
I hear lots.
We're
of
all going
to
be playing it. Robin has been been busting open the fat wallet again, and he bought the Division, so we've got that. And because we console share, obviously that's waiting for us to play.
Console share? Oh, you're brothers, aren't you? I forgot about that.
We're brothers from another mother.
Yeah.
But I get the feeling that my brother from another mother there is not as hyped up as some people are. I'm not. I'm the same. I'm going to play it, and hopefully I enjoy it. But I mean, there's a lot of people that we know as well who, shall I use that word again? Jizzing all over it, right? And it's I don't know. So we'll see.
Is it just that it's like, oh, this is a team game, guys, but no one's really a team? Is it that? Because that doesn't really interest me.
No, it's, you know what? All the old Destiny guys are all going to be jumping on this all over it. You know, it does look lovely, and in a team group, it's going to be great. It is that new Destiny crack. It's going to scratch that itch for a lot of people. I want to get a wee bit of that crack, but I'll move on quickly, I think, probably.
Destiny's a great game. I played that on PS4 as well. So good.
Just too much to play to invest 6 months of your life into one thing.
Hopefully, anyway. I'm pronouncing this right. Colat is coming out on PS4. We've got Shard Light on PC. Casey Powell Lacrosse.
Wow. I used to play lacrosse. So
with Casey Powell.
That would be right. Wouldn't it? That would be right.
Well, you know that, right? So I actually, I was thinking
James Bond Spiel.
Yeah, I want to, I have to take a look at this. I have no idea who Casey Powell is. I don't even believe that the lacrosse world has somebody who that popular they can put on the front of the box. But I don't know. It's fairly popular out here. It's a brutal sport. It's good.
Yeah, that's coming out on next-gen consoles.
It's pretty niche.
Death Smiles on PC, March 10th, along with The Guest and Moon Hunters and Upwards Lonely Robot, all on the same day. You've got Beat the Beat on PC on March 11th. Hitman, that's new, coming out March 11th. Mm-hmm. Excited. Yeah. The Beat is out on PS4, I think. We've got to download it, I think, tomorrow.
I have to say that I thoroughly enjoyed Hitman Absolution.
So did I. So did I.
I've got it and never played it.
It's not a bad Hitman game at all.
The nuns in the field, they were really cool.
So
sexy nuns in the field.
Sexy, yeah.
They were. They were. Sexy nuns in the field.
How many Catholics does it take to change a light bulb? None. Hey. And there we are. Great. My Catholic nan told me that joke, yeah. Ori and the Blind Forest, Definitive Edition, Xbox One and PC. I think that's going to be Windows Store.
Yeah, I was hoping Nick was going to be on the show, because I think Nick had tried to taunt me a little bit on this, asking me if I was getting it, and I think she expected me to go into a rant about it being... about games being regened or whatever. But, I mean, that's not the case with this one. It's... they're adding some components. There's apparently some new moves.
Is this an exception to the rule? It's all right. No one else can release stuff, but only when I say it's okay, and this is
it's
all right.
It's not. What they're actually doing, they've added in some new moves. They've
some levels,
tweaked some new things, some new save points. It's more tailored to people who want to do speed runs now. And if you already own it, I think the upgrade is like £5.
Not bad.
Okay, well, we have it then.
Which is pretty acceptable.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Well, my only thing, I would have played more Ori if they had a new Game Plus, and I hope they bring a new Game Plus.
Oh, apparently they've lowered the difficulty as well for those who struggled.
Noobs. Right, okay.
Okay. Did anybody see the Fallout, the No Man's Sky box art PS4?
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, well, you're going to do that. I'm spent. I haven't got my
I heard the comment today. If you've seen the box art for No Man's Sky, you'll want to buy it on Blu-ray. It's so beautiful. It looks, okay.
I just thought I'd ask you old-timers because it looks like a 70s movie.
Jesus, listen to Logan here.
Yeah,
listen
to him, right? Richard, you're in your
30s. See, when you're 30, you're a bugger.
Right. Fuck off.
None of that
Logan's Run. You watch that movie, you'll know what it's all about.
It's so good. It looks good.
But June 24th, I think, is the date, or and around there. So it is coming. So, okay.
This might be all right. It's NPCs and stuff. Anyway, WWE 2K16, March 11th, done.
Woohoo!
That's coming out.
And it has girls in it.
It has sexy divas.
Well, they should be there because they're part of it.
Triple H as well. Triple H is in it. So Triple H. WrestleMania's as well this week, isn't it? Or like a couple of weeks? WrestleMania?
Not my bag.
Rein them in. Losing control of
us. I'm like IGN.
Okay, come on, let's go. All right. Let's move on now. Let's try and wrap this up, stick a fork in it, and see if it's done. We've got monthly freebies. I'll run through these. We haven't talked about most of these. Sherlock Holmes Crimes and Punishment, which I saw that Robin, you obviously clicked on because that was ready for me to go. That's the weird thing about console sharing is if I go to get something, it pops up on his console, and if he buys it, it pops up on my console for you.
Have to. Right, okay. But you've done sticks.
Sticks.
You must have hit sticks. I didn't hit sticks.
I hit sticks today just for the sake of putting it in my... It's free, right? Grab it.
Yeah,
but I actually do have it on PC, and I thought it was a pile of not very good game.
Thanks.
But some people did like it. Did you play it?
I heard John Mouse nearly killed himself.
Sticks is one of those games. To be fair, I think it could. It is a good game from what I've heard, but it has to be a good game for you. Right. Ooh, if it's not a good game for you, it's definitely a bad game. So it could be worth checking out anyway.
Give it a whirl.
Sherlock Holmes: Crimes and Punishment is free on Xbox One from March through March, and Lords of the Fallen through middle of March to middle of April. That had quite a bit of fanfare when it came out, but it went a little bit limp, didn't it?
You know exactly what's involved in that. You obviously know.
I don't know what you mean.
Look at the picture. Robin's reenacting what he saw on TV last night.
Okay.
In that film.
What film?
I don't know.
What film?
You watch some shit. I don't know.
I watched a film.
On the Xbox 360.
Oh, Logan's Run.
Supreme Commander 2 and Borderlands.
Nice.
PS Plus, we have Broforce, which we have already spoken very highly of. Galaxy.
Broforce!
PS3 has The Last Guy and Super Stardust HD, and the PS Vita has Flame Over. Oh, that's why I didn't see Flame Over. It's because it's Vita.
No, it's on the PS4.
Oh.
Yeah.
We've got it. It's shit.
Okay. And Reality Fighters. Robin, can I entrust this next section for you?
Okay,
roll
Forza
through?
Stuff. The IndyCar Championship is ongoing, thanks to the Henwood and Parsnip. That's the track, guys. And last Wednesday, we were in Sebring on the full circuit in the wet. It was really hard. It was 35 laps, 2 minutes a lap, 15 minutes of qualifying. Just tough going. Takes about an hour and a half or hour and 15 minutes to get it done. Smurftastic took the win from Wudan and Tequila Slam in a really, really good third place. I think I was sixth or seventh. Anyway, next race is in the Indianapolis in the Indy Oval. That's Wednesday between 9 o'clock and 11. Everybody's welcome. So please contact the Henwood or at Parsnip Nose 3000 and you'll get you organized. Doesn't matter your skill level, get in there. We also have a round of the WEC, which is the fancy prototype cars that you'd see in Le Mans, those 24-hour things. So that sort of car, that's the second Monday of each month. And the next one is on Monday the 14th, and that's in Long Beach. So, again, at the Henwood or at Parsnip Nose, get involved with that, please.
Richard, we have something called We Are Epic. What's all that about?
Basically, just go outside, take your top off, and just smash life, basically. But if you can't do that, if it's cold, you basically do a 30-second clip of a cool video game moment at some point in your life that really changes your life, really, and people's lives, and you win 20 gaming bucks that are real money. To post your clip on Facebook, epic.g4te.com, or send an email to bongo@g4te.com. Just a clip, like a massive boss headshot from like Battlefield 4, like on the fucking crane or something. Anything cool or funny, send it over. Running until the end of March, £20, $20.
Yep, sounds good. Okay, victory achieved. Shall I run through some victory achieves? Yeah, victory achieved. So, victory achieved. When you finish a game, you can upload a picture of your face next to the screen and the end credits and post that to Twitter with the hashtag, to the @g4te.com Twitter with the hashtag victory achieved.
Achieved!
And it's dreadful.
Just dreadful. That was my impression of a Greg Gillespie.
Not bad. Not bad, it's good. So we log all the victory achieves from this particular contest is running to the end of March. And then I think this one's the point system, right? Isn't it?
This is just for completing a game.
This is just for completing a game.
And I'll handle the thing about the points.
Okay, the points is coming afterwards. Okay, and then we'll do a magical pullout and someone will win a prize. This week's victory achieves, we have our very own Mr. Richard Webster has finished The Last of Us. Heavy Evil finished Far Cry Primal. Filthy finished Fallout 4. GamerGirl 27 and Tony finished... Tony's only about 2 years old, isn't he?
Yeah, cool, isn't it?
Finished Diablo 3, Reaper of Souls.
Good parenting.
Hardly Dan finished Assassin's Creed Syndicate. Amras finished Evoland. Chapstical, g'day, finished Rocket League. Give over. Amras 89 finished Super Hot.
Super Hot.
Amras 89 also finished Layers of Fear. And John Mouse finished Is that another one? Another Diablo. Yeah, Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls.
Maybe John Mouse is Tony because he looks about two.
Yeah, young lad.
I have to say, I've never seen them on the same webcam.
Yeah, that's what it is. Could be it. Yeah, so do you know what, Fraser? Not that I'm going to step on your toes or anything like that there, but do you have anything hiding in your email about a question?
Oh,
to ask us. Isn't right. it there possibly that we could be asked something so yes. I could get a point for my trophy?
First of all, I would like to point out, don't take the high ground and think that you've just remembered because I've just noticed in the Twitch chat that Teflon's come back in and he's asked where the trivia is. So
Is that there? Is it? Oh.
Well, first of all, the mistake you're making is you're assuming that I'd forgotten the trivia. I had actually noticed that Teflon was out of the chat and had waited until he'd come back. So now he's back, we can do it. But I think We'll move on to the quiz in just a second. Let's just go over the completion chart first.
Okay, so the idea behind the completion chart is something I've cooked up. So when you finish that game, like victory achieved, you take the thing and you put it on Twitter. That's great. That always happens. No matter what the game is, you'll get that up there. That's in there. What the completion chart is for every full game that you finish that is over 4 hours, and if you want to know how long I think it is, you go to howlongtobeat.com and it will tell you. So if you finish a full AAA game like Tomb Raider or The Last of Us, you'll get a full point.
Yes.
Finish a short game. To encourage us to play short games as well, so a short indie, a long DLC, or an iOS game, you'll get half a point. And that's me that decides that. So, if you don't agree. For every full point, I will donate $1 to extralife.org. And that goes to kids, sick kids, to help sick kids. And that's brilliant. And we'll do a 24-hour gaming thing later in the year. So, 81 completions qualify this year. So that's $81 for the kids in just 2 months. So that's brilliant. And the person with the most completions will get an Overseas Connection t-shirt and a mug. So 33 people so far have completed. And Amras89 is just ridiculous. He's a machine. Since the beginning of the year, he has acquired 16 points. Some of those have been half points. Quite a lot of them have been half points. But yes, RCGC has 5 completions, Companion Cube 5, Caliburn 5, Adamski 3.5, and there's a ton. There's 33 people so far have entered this, so that's absolutely fantastic. And I think the latest half point, there is Chapstick for finishing his Rocket League. He only got half a point for it. And Murphy's Law is still on only half a point. So great stuff. Keep completing those games. It's fun. You win a bit of stuff. You're in the Victory Achieve contest, and we're raising money for the kids. So, thanks for that.
Good stuff. Okay, right, let's do the trivia. Right, we have the questions sent through by our very own Jason Johnson, Teflon12. Thank you very much. Here we go. I'm going to flip a virtual coin. Richard, heads or tails?
9. Tails.
It's heads, actually. Robin, play or pass?
Play.
What is the name of the dragon that lives at the top of the throat of the world in Skyrim? What is the name of the dragon that lives at the top of the throat of the world in Skyrim? Is it A, Alduin? Is it B, Parallax? C, Sharathun? Or D, Parthenax?
What was the first one again, please?
A, Alduin. B, Parallax. C, Sharathun. And D, Parthenax.
I think it's A. If I can't, it's your Welsh accent. It's just no good. I was waiting for Puff, but Alduin. Puff wasn't there.
How does this... okay, here we go. Do I pass this? It's not. You either get it right or wrong, right?
I know. Well, Rich gives you an answer as well. So.
Oh, that's right. So you're saying what? A?
Puff.
Rich? Sorry. Oh, yeah, so it doesn't matter player pass, does it?
Hey,
don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. Rich?
I never actually finished Skyrim, but I've put like 1,000 hours into it. I don't think it's Alduin at the top of the throat of the world. I think it's Parthenax. I could be wrong, though.
Is that your final answer?
It has to be, mate. We're running on time here.
The answer is D, Parthenax.
Yes!
Oh, Richard. Crispy bacon!
So a bit of the old crispy bacon goes to Richard. Crispy bacon taken away from Robin. Very well done, Rich. Very good.
Well done.
Okay. Second question. I'm not going to do the player pass because obviously I'm forgetting how this quiz works.
Pass.
You both get a... Yep, okay, pass. Second question. The protagonist in Dragon Age 2 is Hawk. But what is Hawk's mother's maiden name?
Who gives a fuck?
Is it A,
why did he tell
Kuzland?
Us his mother's... Never mind.
Is it A, Kuzland, B, Drake, C, Trevelyan, or D, Amel? Richard.
Trevelyan.
Amel.
Are those your final answers?
Yes.
Crispy.
The answer is, in fact, D, ML.
Wow. Oh,
he gets another point. He gets another point. Yeah. Woo! Woo!
Well done, Richard, for question one. Well done, Robin, for question two. 1 point each.
I love the first one. I never played the second one, but I love the first one.
Yep, so there you go. So those are your questions. A little bit hardcore there, weren't they? No mucking around. Yeah.
Well, Jason he is hardcore about his questions.
Thanks very much. Mitch. Yes, thanks very much, Jason, for sending those in. Much appreciated as usual. You are.
What do we win? What do we win for those? Fraser.
You know what? I have no idea.
I've heard we get a nice T-shirt and flights to Los Angeles to meet Greg.
Oh, wasn't it? Yeah, but I thought it was flights for the family, wasn't it? It wasn't just...
Oh, okay. Business class.
That's right. Yeah? Yes.
Oh, sorry. As the kids go right, mommy and daddy goes left.
That's right.
That works too.
Exactly.
Thanks, Greg.
So, that's great. So some points added on to your... I don't have a copy of the points here, but I'm sure someone can update us that next week. Let's get out of here, shall we? Mm-hmm. Closing notes. Okay. Robin, take us home.
Okay. So if you want to be part of this conversation that we have, and we broadcast weekly on twitch.gtv.tv. And if you watch us on Twitch, on live.g4te.com. So join us there. There's a lot of shatters out there in the chat, and they've been part of the conversation tonight. We'll shout all you guys out towards the end. If you want to email the show, love to get an email, podcast@g4te.com. You can tweet us at @OC_podcast. We have a Facebook group. Yep, it's there. You can give us some money at donate.g4te.com if you want to. And a review on iTunes or YouTube. That would be wonderful. Be really nice to have that. So, guys, Fraser, it's over to you for shout-outs, I suppose.
Okay. Well, I'm going to shout out the rest of the g4te.com crew, Nick, Kim, Mark, and, of course, Greg DeLacy, who couldn't be with us today. We shall see you all soon. This is a long time. This is normally the A-team. It's been a while since the three of us podcasted together. Yeah. So I guess it's B-team next week, which would be Kim, Nick, and Mark. So unfortunately, we won't be back, so the quality dips a bit, for another week, but it'll be back up in a couple of weeks. Don't worry, we'll be back. I've enjoyed having the helm. It's been great. Thank you very much, Robin and Richard, for helping me through another episode. Over to you, Richard.
I want to shout out the listeners, because they come every week, despite some people talking absolute nonsense and swearing their head off. And basically, just whenever I'm on, they still, they listen. So thanks. Appreciate it. We love the listeners. And I just want to give a shout out to you guys, because I really like you guys, a lot.
Oh, thanks, Rich. You too.
I'd tell you secrets. I'd actually tell you secrets. I don't have any secrets, but I would tell you if I had them. And the internet as well.
Rich, you're like a wee growth. One that's not too bad, but you've really grown on me over the last couple of years, and it's been really, really good. It's like, August, my wee bro, it's really cool. I've become very fond of you, and it's really nice to see that you're doing well in the world, so I'm proud.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm doing web design stuff and everything. I'm really busy, but it's nice. And just a big shout out to Lee.
Harvey Oswald.
Lord Lee. On Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah, big shout out to that guy. Over to you, Robin.
Yeah, I want to shout out Parsnip. Parsnip, I know we wind you up something shocking, and I know we give you a hard time, but I know you've had a hard time of late. So, fuck you, you old bearded shit, ye. You'll get through it.
Nice.
We love you, Parsnip. We know that. Hang in there. You'll get through this, mate. Okay? Greg, you're the man. You'll be back next week. And to the Boss Wave guys, special shout out to the Boss Wave guys. So much fun on Twitter this week with this whole thing about, not Reg and Stimpy. What do you call them? Give me my cheese.
I don't know what he's talking about. Anyway,
oh, I'm coming. Damn it. The sheep and the little man.
Wallace and Gromit.
Wallace and Gromit. Yeah, Wallace. There was so much Wallace and Gromit that Chris from Boss Wave sounds like Wallace and Gromit. But we were also bringing in Robin was now Gromit. So and there was lots of photographs and stuff going back and forth on Twitter. So it was very, very fun this week. So thanks to those guys. And to all the rest of the overseas crew, and Kim and Mark. So, yeah. And to the listeners, thank you very much. The Shatters. There was loads of people in there tonight. RCGC, Soul Brother, with Teflon, Martin 3-1, and the boss himself, Murph, was in. Parsnip's in there. So, yeah, we love that interaction. It's good fun.
Do you know what? I actually also want to quickly shout out Chris Williams as well from the Boss Wave.
Oh, man, you had your shout out, dude.
Oh, it's Chris Williams, though. I've got to shout him out. We were having a discussion about the whole Microsoft thing and the PC gaming, and it was good on Twitter. And shout out to that guy. He's a fun guy. I think I've met him.
Good old Chris.
I think I might have met him in real life.
Maybe.
On a bike and drunk?
No, it was the local whore establishment. He was meeting me there.
He was one of the whores?
No, I was.
It was getting away with it.
It was really disgusting.
Grab the shovel and dig even further down.
Okay. Right,
On that note. Just leaves me to say thank you very much for listening, and we shall see you soon.
Take care. We've got no outro music.
Crispy bacon, crispy bacon. Your lips look like crispy bacon. There you go. Outro, done.
Outro, see you later. Ta-da.
Dinner, guys. Bye.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Real-time are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.
Now, say my name.